It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Get down off the podium, Sam. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What have we got for us this morning?
First off, that was a banger. Second off, today we're talking about Atypical Season 2. Atypical being the Netflix show about a teenager with autism. So Season 1 came out last year. Season 2 came out over the weekend. And I've got a soft spot in my heart for the show. I just really, really like it. But I think Season 2 might be even better than Season 1. Which is a bold statement to make, because, you know, sequels aren't always better. But you've got Keir Gilchrist playing Sam. He's the lead character with autism. He's about 18 years old. And then you've got Casey, who's played by Bridget Lundy Payne. Jennifer Jason Leigh playing Elsa, his mum. And Michael Rapaport playing Doug, his father. And he's played, like, the dad in every single sitcom in every
American... It's a funny...
Yeah, it's a dramedy, I'd say.
Dramedy, yeah.
Kind of that thing that Netflix does where it's, you know, got the jokes in there, but it's also got like a heartfelt message kind of thing. But definitely some lighter moments and definitely some moments where you cry as well. So quite good. But basically, Season 1 was about him trying to lose his virginity or like find a girlfriend, basically. And it was kind of like this playful, fun, trite kind of storyline. And Season 2 more focuses on him in his final year of high school going from... Being a child to being an adult, and like what it means for him to be independent as an autistic man as opposed to being an autistic child, which I think is quite a interesting transition to focus on.
Interesting thing to do a show on.
Yeah, well, the main gripe I had with Season 1 was that they didn't cast an autistic actor to play an autistic person, because I have a big thing about telling genuine stories with genuine people who actually like understand the struggle. Like, if you're going to tell a gay story, cast gay actors kind of thing. And they didn't cast an autistic actor for the main role, but Season 2 has actually now cast all of the autistic characters that they've got aside from their main character with autistic actors, which is a big step for a TV show. Like, I think it's the first TV show that's kind of do that, and it works really well. Like, so he's in a support group with a bunch of autistic kids his same age doing the same thing as him, transitioning from high school to university basically, and they're all great at what they do. They're all great actors. The scenes that they play off each other are kind of like, you know, in that 70s show where they like pan around the room and they're all chat to camera.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of setup, and it's just funny and heartwarming, and, you know, it's just, they're really good scenes, and you kind of really appreciate what that kind of means now on the show. Yeah. And it kind of like redeems the show in my eyes, because Season 1 I was kind of like, everything's great apart from this one thing. But basically, so not only do we focus on Sam this season, but we focus more on his family. So in Season 1, his mum cheated on his dad, and like basically there was that whole affair storyline going on throughout the whole thing. And we deal with the fallout from that with the family and what it means to have a large amount of family drama aside from the fact that someone's also autistic. Because the first season kind of was like, he's autistic, this is a really big deal. Now it's more like, how does this family function aside from it, you know, having dramas with his autism sometimes?
Sure. And like funny laugh, funny, or it's sort of like... they say dramedy.
Definitely not like laugh out loud, like every episode's a comedy. But the moments where the two siblings play off each other, they're actually really funny. And everything Sam says is said with like a laser focus, because obviously he's meant to be autistic. And that in itself is just funny.
Yeah.
Like more his nonchalance and his like the way he's just so blunt and so like he'll just tell something stupid, and it like plays off really well with the characters, and actually like isn't just made to be a laugh at him, but it's made to be a laugh with everyone. Like, his whole family, like, you're so funny, you just don't understand why you're funny, you know?
Have you binged the whole of Season 2 now or not?
Yeah, I've binged it all yesterday. So they're half-hour-long episodes, so it's actually only... it's only, like, 5 hours of TV, so, I mean, that's still
just
a lot.
Just 5 hours of your life.
But, no, I love the show, and, like, I cry, I laugh, I really enjoy it. And... the thing that the show does really well is it actually tackles issues in Season 2 now that have become more relevant. Like, there's a scene in Season 2 where he gets stopped by the police in the middle of the night, and they think he's on drugs because he's having an autistic, panic attack.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to deal with that because they're not trained as such. So they arrest him, basically. And it's, like, it plays off really well, because in America, like, that has happened. There's been autistic people that have been shot because they were black and autistic and couldn't actually verbalize why they were freaking out, and the police were like, this person's on drugs, this person's like tweaking, like, and then they've acted in the heat of the moment without knowing what they should actually do. And then the show does this really cool thing where it talks about first responders and how they should be trained, and like does it in a really like grounded way. And then in another scene, one of Sam's classmates manages to swindle him out of like $700 by saying he's a charity when he's not a charity, and basically lies to his face. And because he has autism, he believes this. And it deals with like just that, the repercussions of that, and like what it means to be an autistic adult with his own finances, and how someone like Malicious could do that to someone.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just touches on some really, really deep emotional things while still like having lots of light and brevity, and like just this really nice, I don't know, like every episode you kind of learn more about Sam and like how much he's accomplished and how much it means to his family that he's accomplished so much already, because he's this high functioning, very like grounded character. Like he's the emotions that he displays and the stuff that he says, he really actually like means it, and he's really actually like quite a thoughtful kid, and you kind of like get to understand him more and like what he actually, how he actually thinks, instead of just being like he's autistic, he can't feel things. The show actually really like writes him in a really good three-dimensional way that I think means they did a lot of research, and the actor himself did a lot of research as well, which I really like. And yeah, it's just a really, I don't know, it's a nice show. Like I cried at it. Like, and I love shows that I cry at.
Yeah, it's called Atypical, and it's on Netflix.
Yeah, season 2 just came out. And if anyone has watched season 1 and they also hated the character of Paige, who was his girlfriend in the last season, she redeems herself so much in this season, and she does this amazing scene.
I love a character redemption. I really do. I really do love it when it comes. I just watched the second season of Ozark and Wendy Bird. Woo! Come on, Wendy. That's excellent. Yep. Yeah. I love a good character redemption in the series. That's awesome.
She was like super stifling and annoying in season 1, and then she has this amazing scene in the end of season 2 that you're just like, oh my god, she's actually the best. So watch out for that if you like the show. I can't rate it highly enough. It's got such good reviews. Netflix, done it again.
Do you know, I got Netflix suggested, hey, you're like Insatiable. That was one of the suggestions for me, and I thought, no, it wouldn't. You need to get to know me better, Netflix.
Well, yeah, they have to. They just plug their own stuff all the time. It's like, yeah, no, I've got to like,
but they've got plenty of other good stuff. Yeah, you know? Like, what on earth would suggest that I'd be into that stupid show?
Yeah, how would you watch Ozark and then go to Insatiable?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to have to word my Netflix. All right, thank you very much.
No worries. See you later.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
rainy afternoon, 1990. In a big city. Jeez, it's been 20 years. Candy. You were so fine. With a flickering torch, I had a dream that no one else could see. You gave me love for free. Candy, 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 I can't let you go. All my life so. Candy, 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 I can't let you go. Life is crazy. Candy, baby.
Yeah, well, it hurt me real bad. Hell, I'm glad you got out, but I miss you. I've had a hole in my heart for so long. I've learned to fake it and just smile along. Down on the street, the smell are all the same. I need a love.
Don't know much about that band apart from they're pretty awesome. I'm just delving into their new album, which is called Joy as an Act of Resistance. That's Idols with a track called Danny Nedelko. And I'm reminded to play that by somebody who suggested it for the final call. But I can't play it as the final call because you won something 5 days ago, suggester, listener, B-card holder. So unfortunately, all that happens is I just played it now and you don't get to go in the draw for the Uwe Boom. We'll go on the playlist. But yeah, you can wait another couple of days and suggest it again. That's a good idea, don't you think? Because then I'm quite likely to play it.
BFM News Headlines.
Ewai Akene coming up in your news at 10 o'clock. A new housing development in Mount Roskill will see 10,000 homes built over the next 15 years. 10 sections of state highways are to be targeted by police in an effort to reduce serious crashes. Catholic sisters in Kerala, India, have taken to the streets to protest against a bishop accused of raping a nun. And following a general election, Sweden's two biggest coalitions have fallen short of the majority needed to form a government. Stay tuned for the full stories coming up at 10.
Thank you very much indeed.
And this is the elephant enclosure. Just watch for Zudu.
What's Zudu?
That's Zudu.
Carajo's coffee are committed to sustainability. Even their empty coffee sacks and coffee bean chaff are donated to Auckland Zoo, where they're turned into Zudu, saving the environment and saving ratepayers thousands in dumping fees. At Carajo's Coffee Co., production begins and ends in the ground. Find out more at carajos.co.nz.
With Pinnacle Life Insurance, your family can hold on to the special bond that keeps you together and tight, even when you're gone. Do it right now. Go to pinnaclelife.co.nz and in just 10 minutes, life insurance sorted. Online, Pinnacle Life.
Holy heck! Drop that newborn lamb immediately, because the Pat Menzies Spring Sale is on now. Hone down to Auckland's favourite footwear icon for at least 20% off all full-priced stock, with up to 70% off some items. Converse and Vans from $50, Doc Martens from $100. Dip your toes and the other bits of your feet into a bargain at the Pat Menzies Spring Sale. In the flesh at Canterbury Arcade, Queen Street, and shop online at patmenziesshoes.co.nz using the code SPRING. That's SPRING. Pat Menzies, looking after your feet since 1975.
Were you at the gig on Friday?
What gig?
The Radical Marist Noise Collective. I never thought seven dudes playing saxophones would change my mind about capitalism, but hello.
That sounds
then
pretty...
2 hours of Nightcore remixes of Every Time We Touch.
What even?
And a white guy did a rap about feelings. So beautiful.
What?
What? Stay in the loop with the 95BFM Entertainment Guide. Online and on air 7 days a week, three times a day. 10:20 a.m., 3 p.m. and 6:20 p.m. It's gigs in that.
95BFM presents Trinity Roots, November 10th and 11th at Q Theatre.
Tell me what
what you see. And when you do, won't you tell me what you see? 'Cause what they see is how we be reflected in society. Take responsibility, don't miss the opportunity. 'Cause what they see is how we be reflected in society. Take responsibility, don't miss the opportunity. People are living their lives. Today, beautiful people, open your eyes. And when you do, won't you tell me what you see? And when you do, won't you tell me what you see? And when you do, won't you tell me what you see? And when you do, won't you tell me what you see? Today. 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 Beautiful people.
I hope there's school kids that are learning that song. It's such a great song. Jesus, whoo, moves me every time. Hey, if you want to go and see Trinity Roots performing at the Q Theatre, the shows are sold out, apart from there's still tickets available for the matinee show on Sunday the 11th. There it is. That's for the matinee show, so there's still tickets available for that. Otherwise, sold out, missed out. Hey, get ready for this.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Hey, what about school? What about going to school? And then what about going to school and realising, hey, I'm picking this up pretty quick. I'm picking it up so quick I'm going to have to maybe take a few Cambridge exams as well while I'm at secondary school. I've sort of got this. I think I'm about ready to go to university. Imagine if you went to university and you were 12 years old when you came to the University of Auckland and signed on as a student. That's what happened to Tristan. Hi, Tristan. Good morning to you.
Thanks for having me on the show, Mikey.
No problem, man. No problem. Tristan is now 16 years old quite a brain on you, obviously, Tristan. you became a university student at the University of Auckland at age 12, and now you've got a near perfect grade point average. You're about to do your honours next year before beginning your PhD, which you hope to have done by the time you're 21.
Yep.
What age do most people have their PhD finished by?
Since they start at, let's say, someone normally starts at 18. Does 3 years, so that's 21, and then an extra year for honours, 22, then PhD, 3 or 4 years, so that would be about 26, 25-ish.
I can imagine you're quite confident about knocking it off anyway. And the reason Tristan's come up to talk to us today is not only because that's amazing and what a phenomena, but you're a contestant for a major international prize called the Breakthrough Junior Challenge, run by the Breakthrough Prize, a $100 million 10-year multidisciplinary science program aimed at accelerating the search for intelligent life in the universe. Announced by the late Professor Stephen Hawking in 2015. That's amazing. That's amazing. From 12,000 people entered, and you're one of the final 29 semi-finalists.
Yep. So
I've got a lot of questions for you, Tristan. I've got a lot of questions. Firstly, I want to start at the beginning of I want to start what it was like secondary school for you.
Well, so while I was doing in year 7, year 8, and also primary school, I was doing
at primary school, yeah.
The existing curricula, and also I was doing a bit of self-studying, so kind of sitting Cambridge exams as well as studying for them, doing my own sort of stuff, exploring myself using, I guess, textbooks and also the internet and that sort of stuff. I was always curious about the world around me, and Yeah, that was.
You just get your buzz, your buzz is learning, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just, I've always been curious about the world around me. So when I was young, like about, I guess, two-ish, my parents tell me, I was always looking around for patterns everywhere. So look at flowers, we see the Fibonacci sequence, which goes 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, as some of our listeners will know here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've always been looking for patterns, seeing mass everywhere around me, and that's how I got interested in mass.
Because your specialty is pure mathematics and physics, isn't it, really?
Yep. So my bachelor's degree, first major is pure mass and second major physics. And
When did you decide that? When you were how old?
I've always been fascinated in maths, so I guess when I was really young, I can't even remember, but maybe.
When did you sign the form that says, oh, okay, this is what I want to do
so
this year?
I guess I applied for admission like 11 or something, so that's when I had to do all the paperwork and that sort of stuff.
Did you find other kids as you were growing up felt like, were they okay about it? Did they understand where you were going with it? That was your thing? Intense comprehensive learning seemed to be your thing? As opposed to sort of, you know,